I'm John Batzler. This is CBS Eye on the World. Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and we go to Israel to visit with Lieutenant Colonel retired Sarit Zahavi, CEO of ALMA, a nonprofit independent research and education center, especially looking at the northern border of Israel, where in these last days there's been an alarm. I read from the Times of Israel. Two rockets were fired at northern Israel from Lebanon, setting off warning signs in the Western Galilee region, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. One of the rockets was intercepted by Iron Dome missile defense system. The second projectile fell in an open area near the coast. There were no reports of injuries. Defense Minister Benny Gantz said that Lebanon was responsible for the attack since it, quote, allows terrorists to operate within its territory. Sarit, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. What do we know about the firing of these rockets? Was it a rogue operation? You will recall for all of us that Hezbollah generally stayed out of the rocket firing during the Hamas-Gaza barrage against Israel. So why these two rockets? Why now? Good evening.
Good evening. First, I must tell you that these rockets actually almost flew above our heads because I live not far from the Israeli-Lebanese border. And during the night, my husband, who grew up in the north and is very sensitive to these kind of noises, heard the explosions and the interception of the rockets. So it's all very realistic for us over here in the Galilee.
Was this a response to Israel's strike? Or was this initiated by Hezbollah for other reasons?
It is not a response for Israel's strike, and I'm not sure it was initiated by Hezbollah. If I'm looking backwards to the past 15 years, Hezbollah didn't launch rockets to Israel in the past 15 years. It was always Palestinian groups or global jihadi groups for various reasons during the past 15 years. Hezbollah launched anti-tank missiles a few times, but not rockets. So let's talk about this incident. Our evaluation in the ALMA Center is that it was carried out by Hamas in Lebanon. There is a presence of Hamas in Lebanon. The Palestinian refugee camps are not far from the area where the rockets were launched from. And we understand that Iran is trying to create a new regional equation that says that everything that happens in Jerusalem is the business of Iran and its proxies in the region. And during the Guardian of the Wall, the last IDF operation in Gaza, and afterwards, we saw announcements of Yemeni and Iraqi proxies of Iran saying the same message, that they are willing to be involved in anything that's happening in Jerusalem, is like to defend Jerusalem. Of course, I'm saying it's like because they don't really care. And it's the same with Hezbollah. The leader of Hezbollah, Nasrallah, promised that anything that will happen in Jerusalem, it's the business also of Hezbollah. But Hezbollah knows the price, knows the cost of threatening civilians in Israel. And I think it was easier for all parties, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, this time to launch the rocket by Hamas and not by Hezbollah himself, as a response to riots on Temple Mount in Tisha B'Av the day before on Sunday.
What we're looking at here is that Tehran and Hamas can do what they want in Hezbollah territory. Is that a problem, Sarit? Does Hezbollah repudiate this or in some way worry that they don't have control of these operations?
Hezbollah never had control more than its Iranian boss. They are the ones who are on control, and they give Hezbollah the control in the measures they are interested in. Hezbollah is gradually taking over the collapse in Lebanon, but everything is by the directiva, the directive, and the financing and the orders of Iran.
So So Lebanon is now going through such an economic crisis, political crisis. Hariri's resigned, the interim prime minister. He wants out. What is the overall situation as Israel sees it with Lebanon teetering towards being a failed state? Hezbollah, is it expanding, capitalizing on this? Will Iran capitalize on Hezbollah's expansion?
I can't represent the state of Israel. I can say how it looks like from the Israeli side of the border, which I visited today. And, you know, I took some 16-year-old Americans to see the border, the area of the border, and Hezbollah border crossing tunnel. And all of a sudden, they're saying, Sarit, look who is there on the other side. And we saw something, somebody was standing with civilian clothing with the camera. Filming us right next to where the UN marks the border with no UN presence. And it was clear that it was a Hezbollah terrorist that was following us, watching us and gathering intelligence on what we were doing over there. This site is not new, but it is new to see this like in the open. He didn't try to hide himself. He was not hiding between the trees. He was standing in a place that it is clear that we would see him and he would see us. And how is that connected to the collapse in Lebanon? Because there is no shame anymore. There is no shame in what Hezbollah is truly is, which is a proxy of Iran and a bully in the Lebanese neighborhood. A bully who is taking advantage of the crisis in Lebanon.
So recently I've spoken with a professor from Stanford who traveled through Lebanon for several weeks, Russell Berman. And he tells me that the people of Lebanon he spoke to speak of their country as occupied by Iran. Is that accurate? Has Iran taken control of the whole country?
Yes and no, and I want to explain this. Yes, when we speak about the governance, when we speak about the army, whose army is stronger, Hezbollah or the Lebanese army? When we speak about the services that the Lebanese government failed to give to its people, while Hezbollah is the one who is giving most of the civilian services to the Shiites mainly, but also to others, Hezbollah is the one that you see in the field when we speak about the treatment in the COVID, the campaign against COVID-19. Hezbollah is the one who is controlling by specific families that he is allied with in the energy market. Hezbollah brings medicines from Iran and sell them in the market in Lebanon. And Nasrallah is saying, we don't have oil. I can bring you oil from Iran and it will solve the energy problem. So, yes, I agree with what he said. Yet it doesn't mean that Hezbollah has a hold in every territory in Lebanon. There are areas in Lebanon of the Druze, for example, or specific areas of the Christians or the Sunnis, that Hezbollah would not be capable of having a direct control and entering into.
One more minute, Malcolm.
I'll ask quickly about what the general impression is about American withdrawal from Afghanistan, talking about lessening our footprint in Iraq and Syria. How is all of this impacting the developments in Lebanon?
Wow, I'm not sure that specifically the withdrawal from Iran, from Afghanistan is impacting what is happening in Lebanon because the Lebanese are very busy with the internal problems and Hezbollah is very busy in taking advantage of the internal problems. But looking at the region in general, I think that it is very important to create an American involvement in a sense that everybody will understand that the United States is standing behind Israel and it is not an option to threaten Israel and that the United States has clear red lines with regard to what is happening in Lebanon and in Syria.
Lieutenant Colonel retired Sarit Zahavi, CEO of ALMA, a nonprofit independent research and education center in the northern border of Israel with Lebanon. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, CBSI and the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.